But we now define a special, very special strategy, choice strategy of P, of the dimensions. So the following is the definition of the tangent-rate gradient method. The question regards the choice of P. Of the direction at the step key. Differently, from the steepest descent case, the SD case, when P when P is set equal to the residual. In this case, we define, if we are at the starting point, the initial direction is the same as in the case of the steepest descent, but in the ordinary case, at the generic step K, P is defined as the residual plus beta K, a suitable constant, a new variable or method, by the previous direction. This is the difference. We correct the direction from the case of the steepest descent. We have not yet, not again, the residual, but the residual plus something. We know the previous direction. Who is beta k? Beta k is chosen in such a way that the relation beta k is such that pk transpose the matrix the previous direction makes zero. This is not a quadratic form. These two vectors BK minus 1 are different. This property is called A conjugation. This is the reason of the name of the method, conjugate gradient. This property is called the two vectors, PK and PK minus 1. Are said to be A conjugated. Why this? We'll see later. The first question is it possible to compute a constant, to find a constant beta k such that this happens? The answer is yes. To find beta, it is sufficient to substitute the new direction PK with this, with its definition. I write this here. So PK, the residual, the correction, transpose A. One equal to I multiply this and dk minus 1 transpose a dk minus 1 equal to 0. So I find that beta k must be equal to this, the sign is minus this, this is wrong, this is k minus 1 over this. This fraction, this ratio makes sense since the denominator is different the quadratic. I have here the quadratic form as in the formula for the step alpha k. I add this formula with the number. Before I write the definition of P, so for the conjugate gradient, I here the formula for the direction, and here 7 the formula for beta minus it was k minus 1 Now, this is a new gradient method. The first question, the new pk is pk a descent direction, because I need this property. At this step, I have to follow a distant direction. To check, the answer is yes, and to check this, I have to check the scalar product of the new direction. By I have before written in first position the gradient. I want to see that this quantity is negative. But as always, we, in all cases, we have that by the properties of the functional that we are minimizing. This is minus the residual, so you can write this as minus the residual k transpose t k plus beta k minus input. The product, this by this, the other product, well, this is positive, this is the square of the Euclidean left as usual, and here we have the scalar product between the old direction and the new residual. And we know that in the exact line search, I have not written this, but we know this, this is zero. These are not two successful directions, because we have introducing a new method, a new direction, but in any case, this residual must be orthogonal to the previous direction. So this is zero, this is positive, we have the minus sign before, so all this is negative. So we are happy because we have effectively a descent direction. The new direction is a descent direction. We can slightly modify. Since we have just seen that minus the residual, that is this, by the new direction is equal to minus less than this, because this is zero. We drop, we cancel the minus sign, and if we go back to the formula 4 here, we have this product that in this case, in the general case, this is not true, but in the conjugate gradient method, we can modify, and write here for this, the formula for the step, which can be written as in this way. Two last remarks about the properties of the new method. The first interesting property of this method is the orthogonality between two successive residual, not direction, residual. That is, the residual K, the residual of the previous residual, scalar product, it is equal to zero. Why? Let us express the residual at the step k minus 1 by using the formula 6 for the index k minus 1. If I write here 6 for k minus 1, I have k minus 1 equals to the residual k minus 1 plus
beta k minus 1 p k minus 2. From here I express this residual, this s. This minus let us multiply the constant, the residual, and the direction k minus 2. Can I do here something? This term is zero, for the reason that I have for the exact line search, the same reason that we used before. We can also rewrite, so we obtain this quantity. This last product can be written so minus the constant, then now we use for this residual the formula 5 applied to this residual. From the formula 5 we have that I write here what I can obtain from the formula 5 for the index and for the index for the index k. Formula 5 says that Rk is equal to Rk minus 1 minus k minus 1 A P k minus 1. And from this I get Rk minus 1 as the residual k plus, here I have minus, so if I have plus alpha k minus 1 a p k minus 1.
Do you agree? Is all right? K minus 1. Okay. The indices are right. Yes. Dunque, io sto usando using this. I want to use this for this residual. I can do many choices. The idea is to see here k minus 1. So I rewrite, riscrivo questa formula per l'indice. I want to see k minus 1, so here I must have k minus 1, k minus 1, k minus 1. As I have it, k minus 1, k minus 1, k minus 1. And then I get for this term, this expression. What is the reason? The reason is that I find this is correct, but it is not useful.
Mm-hmm.
dove dice?
La seconda linea.
Cioè, questa formula qui?
No, quella sopra, quella sopra, quella sotto, sì. Quando distribuisce RK.
Ah, qui è RK. Ah, era questa la cosa, was this the map? Ok, so this was an error, that was wrong. Now it is right, and if I can use directly, so this, and so I have. Here I have just this, k minus 1 minus, now the sign is minus, k minus 1, this is right. Now it is right, I have forgotten, this is rk, the transpose was here I have pk minus 2. Maybe that now it is right. Equal to, I have to write. There is no white room. Okay. Constant. This product minus alpha the transpose PK minus 1 transpose A PK minus 2. I want to see that all this is zero. This is true. Why? This is gained the orthogonality by previous direction new reciprocal. So this is zero. K minus 2 direction the reciprocal k minus 1 the orthogonal. And this is finally we see here the effect of a conjugation. Finalmente abbiamo ottenuto una situazione in cui abbiamo due direzioni successive in mezzo alla matrice A. The constant beta was chosen in such a way that this is zero, A conjugation. So O is zero. And we can add in the table, as I'm checking for the numbers, 7, can write 8 following the the orthogonality between two successive residua. There is a last. I am skipping some detail before I want to tell you the fundamental idea, the fundamental reason why the convergence is obtained in a finite number of steps.
The last important property we will see, we will prove it on Thursday next time, is the orthogonality of the residual. Not only in this case we have two successive residuals, as I told you, but we will prove the orthogonality between two different residuals. This can be proven by induction. We will see next time. Why this is a fundamental property? Why from this property the convergence in a finite number of steps follows? Because if we have the initial residual the second residual, we go on with the conjugate gradient method, and if we know that this, by this property, is a set of orthogonal vectors, since we are in R to the n, there cannot be more than n orthogonal vector, non-zero orthogonal vector, in an n-dimensional vector space. There cannot be more than n orthogonal non-zero residuals. I start from zero. Here I have n vectors. If none of them is zero, then necessarily the nth residual must be zero. So, ogni solo fermato prima, one of these is already zero, so I stop. If none of them is zero, the successive, the next residual must be zero, because all them are 2x2 orthogonal. This is simple. It is boring to perform, to check all this property, but the most important property is this. What is left to do is to use all this property from first to last that we have already checked in order to prove this. Another important aspect that we will study is the possibility that we have convergence in a small number of steps. This can happen. It is important to understand when this happens, and consequence of this is the possibility to modify the given problem. I start from a given linear system, there is the possibility to transform
the given system in another linear system with another matrix, again symmetric and positive definite, having some property that assures that we will have convergence not only in a finite number of steps, but in a small number of steps. This is the most convenient situation in which we can apply this method. This method is one of the most used today, from 20, 30 years today, to solve large systems of linear equation in case of symmetric positive definite matrices. Okay. Ci fermiamo qui e finiamo l'argomento. We conclude the topic next time. Ok, domande?